Back to our iScience News Roundup. We'll continue our coverage of the mystery virus in China. So the coronavirus that originated in the Chinese city of Wuhan has now reached at least 13 countries, with over 2,700 cases, 81 deaths, and tens of thousands being kept under medical supervision. Human-to-human transmission has now been confirmed, as well as the fact that the virus can spread before symptoms show, with a period of approximately 2 weeks, potentially. Chinese Health Minister Ma Xiaowei has also said that the ability of the virus to spread seems to be strengthening. And while it's not fully confirmed, genetic analysis suggests the virus may have been passed on to humans from snakes, which most likely originally got it from bats, both of which were being sold at the food market that they were looking at originally. Next up, Boris Johnson's new global talent visa. The government has announced they'll be implementing a fast-track visa next month to attract world-leading scientists. Being implemented on the 20th of February, there'll be no cap to the number of people that can come to the UK under the visa, and will be managed by the UK Research and Innovation Agency rather than the Home Office, so that scientific credentials can be assessed by people who are qualified to do so and not just government authorities. Research organisations have been lobbying the government to put together a new system amid fears that Brexit could lead to a brain drain from Britain, but concerns remain around the UK's future role in EU research programmes. And finally, a new immune discovery that may treat all cancers. A recently discovered part of our immune system, specifically a new T-cell receptor, has shown to kill breast, lung, prostate, and several other types of cancer in the lab, whilst leaving normal cells untouched. The research is still early stages and hasn't been tested in patients yet, but the researchers believe it could have enormous potential. Whilst T-cell therapies and other immunotherapies for cancer do exist and are being developed, they're normally highly specific and have most success in blood cancers, so not solid tumours. So a potential broad stroke treatment could be very exciting.